Church this week, our staff, we had Liz, we've seen this, this broad started as our children's this week, so we've seen the kids, so there's our bookstore having this Margaret as well, she's trying to see her in the bookstore, so feel free to come in and say good day. Over the next 3 weeks in January, I'll be leading you through a series. I thought at the start of the year, I just feel a sense that we just need to go deeper in prayer. And so we're going to go through a series on prayer just to draw you deeper. And instead of looking at like different aspects of prayer, I thought instead let's look at some of the prayers that some of the Old Testament characters have prayed, some of the prayers that we have recorded in the Bible, and dig in and see some of the aspects of start this week with the prayer of Moses. Now Moses was one of the most, if not quite significant characters in the Old Testament. Very significant prayer life, very significant connection that God had, that Moses had with God. Deuteronomy 34 verses 10 records this, that there has never been another prophet servants and his entire land with might and power. Moses performed terrifying acts in the sight of God. There's never anyone before who knew the Lord face to face, that connection that Moses had with God, with Yahweh. It's incredible. I think there's a lot of his connection and communication with God. Now, the first 5 books of the Bible, Jewish tradition holds these, the author of these, as Moses. So the first 5 books of the Bible, the Jewish, they refer these first 5 books as the Torah, the books of the law. They're very important, higher than most of the other Old Testament stories and narrative prophets. These first 5 books, and the author of those, being Moses, a significant Old Testament character. And what's quite significant is these first 5 books. The book of Genesis covers a period of time of about 2,194 years in history. So Genesis covers around about that sort of time. Exodus 1 covers a few hundred years. And the rest of Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and Leviticus cover probably 120 years, even less than that in the period of time. So, which is the life Moses. So it's quite significant that a lot of the higher level Moses tore up the Jewish life of Moses. So it's significant as we get into the skin of Moses and the prayers that we have. So the prayer that we're going to focus that Moses has is from Exodus chapter 33. So if you want to turn to Exodus 33, it'll be verse 12 to 23. So 33, 12 to 23. Now this prayer is situated after the slavery in Egypt. So the people have been liberated from Egypt after the plagues, after the parting of the Red Sea. That's where this is recorded. It was during the time of the giving of the Ten Commandments and all the other instructions about the law and the tabernacle and how to build the whole systems of worship in which the Jewish nation was built. During that period that we find this prayer. It's just after Moses went down the mountain and smashed the stone tablets that had these commandments on. The nation of Israel, the people of God, worshipping the golden calf. So they destroyed them, they destroyed the tablets. He'd gone up back to the mountain. They were just about to chisel out. That's where this sits in the life of Moses. So let me read it to you. verse 12, it says, one day Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me who you will send. You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably on you. If this is true, then you look favorably on me. Let me know your ways, so I may understand you fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own. The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. And Moses said, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me? Only on your head, if you don't go with us, your presence among us sets your will above all other people. The Lord replied to Moses, I will enter you to watch your paths, for I am favorably on you. Moses is my God, and show me your glorious presence. The Lord replied, I will make you. see.